From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama took his economic message to the heart of Texas today. Mr. Obama telling an audience in Austin that rather than the policies of the previous administration, voters heading to the polls in November need to, as he put it, move in a new direction.
The last thing we can afford to do at this critical juncture in our history is to go back to the same policies that got us into this mess in the first place. And that is what this November election is going to be all about.
President's trip resulted in upwards of $1 million raised for the Democratic National Committee. The president was also in Dallas. Republicans need to pick up 40 seats in the House and 10 in the Senate to regain control on Capitol Hill. A federal jury in Hawaii has found a former defense engineer guilty of selling military secrets to China. Hawaii Public Radio's Ben Marcus has details.
Nasir Gawadia was convicted on 14 counts, including conspiracy, after years of litigation. As a Northrop employee, Gawadia was deeply involved in the top-secret design of the B-2 stealth bomber in the 1980s. During a federal investigation into disclosures of B-2 information, Gawadia admitted that China paid him more than $100,000 to help design a cruise missile. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ken Sorensen prosecuted the case.
Clearly, this was an extremely serious breach of U.S. national security, and it was treated as such by our government. Our first feeling is relief, obviously. We're very happy, very pleased that the jury came back with the verdict that it did.
Gawadia will be sentenced in November. He faces life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.
Google and Verizon released a much-anticipated statement today outlining the company's joint vision of tomorrow's Internet. We get that story from NPR's Neta Ulubi.
Google's motto, famously, is "Don't be evil." And the company has long prided itself on a commitment to a free and open Internet. Google CEO Eric Schmidt swore that would not change during a teleconference in which he denied reports that Google had reached a deal with Verizon to pay for faster access.
No blocking or degrading of Internet content and applications, and all prioritization of Internet traffic, including paid prioritization, is presumed to violate the rules.
Still, the announcement raised the ire of advocates for consumers and Internet freedom. They pointed out the proposal leaves loopholes allowing content on wireless Internet to be controlled by companies that provide it. And it would strip the Federal Communications Commission of some authority to protect consumers. Neta Ulubi, NPR News.
Fast food giant McDonald's is crediting hot weather in July with strong sales of the company's iced frappes and frozen smoothies. McDonald's says global sales of those cool drinks helped send overall sales at the restaurants open for at least 13 months up 7%. Strong earnings also sent stocks higher. The Dow was up 45 points today. The Nasdaq gained 17 points. You're listening to NPR. A House Ethics Committee is formally charging California Democrat Maxine Waters with 3 counts of wrongdoing. That's in connection with allegations she accepted special favors for a family member. The announcement by the 8 members of the committee, 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats, clears the way for a trial this fall. Waters, a 10-term representative from Los Angeles, holds a senior position on the House Financial Services Committee. She has denied any wrongdoing. Seattle Mariners baseball team has fired manager Don Wakamatsu and several coaches. As NPR's Mandalito Barco reports, the team finds itself in last place with the American League West.
The Mariners general manager Jack Zarensic told reporters he lost confidence in Wakamatsu as well as the team's bench performance and pitching coaches. That's why they lost their jobs more than halfway through the baseball season after losing game after game. This season, the Mariners lost or traded several key players before ending up in last place in their league. Wakamatsu was the first Japanese-American manager hired in Major Baseball and the 5th big league manager to be fired this season. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Bad news for the nation's magazine publishers, though there are signs the erosion in sales in the industry is seen or declining somewhat. So-called single-copy sales of magazines at newsstands and retail outlets fell more than 5% in the first half of this year. However, according to the Audit Bureau of Circulations, that's a marked improvement from the final 6 months of last year when sales were down 9%, or the start of last year when single-copy sales plunged 12%. So-called single-copy sales are an important measure in the magazine business since publishers charge full price for those issues rather than the discounted rates they typically charge for regular subscriptions. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support.